That was the motet Praeter Eram Serium by the great Franco-Flemish Renaissance composer Josquin des Prez, who lived from around 1440 until 1521. In our performance, you heard the Gabrielli Consort and Players, conducted by Paul McCreesh, and that was from an archive compact disc titled Christmas in Rome. We are going to move on now to a work by the German organist and composer Samuel Scheidt, who lived from 1587 until 1654. He is considered to be the first internationally significant German composer for the organ. The works of Samuel Scheidt are in two categories, instrumental music and sacred vocal works. But we listen now to the Magnificat on the eighth tone from the Sacred Concerti, as performed by the Dresden Boys Choir, along with members of Cappella Fidicinia, conducted by Martin Fleming. Music of Samuel Scheidt, this is the Magnificat on the eighth tone.
Magnificat anima mia Dominum.
Et exultavit,
et exultavit,
et exultavit, Spiritus Velus,
Spiritus Velus,
Spiritus Velus,
Spiritus Velus,
Spiritus Velus,
Spiritus Velus,
Spiritus
Oh, Yeah.
That was the Magnificat on the eighth tone from the Sacred Concerti by German composer Samuel Scheidt, who lived from 1587 until 1654. In our performance, you heard the Dresden Boys Choir, along with members of Capella Fidizinja, conducted by Martin Flemming. Once again, music of Samuel Scheidt, a Berlin Classics compact disc. I just want to remind you that the MP3 audio sound files for today's edition of Classical Discoveries will be posted on my website, by this evening. My website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. Wilson just conducted O Sacrum Convivium by Bartolomeo Barbarino, who lived from around 1593 until sometime around 1617. We move on now to a selection by another one of the Italian nuns from the Baroque, Isabella Leonarda, lived from 1620 until around 1704 and composed over 200 works, including motets, masses, and instrumental sonatas, the first by a woman. We listen now to Isabella Leonarda's glorious Magnificat Opus 19, number 10, as performed by the vocal group Musica Laudantes, along with members of Cappella Strumentale del Duomo di Novara, conducted by Paolo Monticelli. Music of Isabella Leonarda.
Thank you.
That was the Magnificat Opus 19, number 10, by the Italian nun and composer Isabella Leonarda, who lived from 1620 until around 1702. In our performance, you heard the vocal group Musica Laudantes, along with members of Cappella Strumentale del Duomo di Novara, conducted by Paolo Monticelli. Music by Isabella Leonarda. Well, we are going to go back in time now to the Renaissance and listen to a very beautiful motet for the holiday by Spanish composer Andreas da Silva, who was from the 16th century. We really don't have dates for him. This is titled Puer Natus Est Nobis. It is a work in five voices, and it will be performed by the ensemble Gombert, conducted by John O'Donnell, and this is from a Tall Poppy CD produced in Australia. Music from 16th century Spain. music by the 16th century Spanish composer Andreas da Silva, and that was his motet Puernatus Est Nobis. The ensemble Gombert was conducted by John O'Donnell, a Tall Poppies compact disc. We move on now to music by the Czech double bassist and composer Jandis Mazalenka. He lived from 1679 until 1745 and worked for most of his life in Dresden. His music is admired for its harmonic inventiveness and counterpoint. This is his Magnificat in D major. In our performance, we hear the Marburger Bach Choir along with members of L'Arpa Festante, conducted by Niccolò Soccoli. Once again, this is the Magnificat in D major by Czech composer Jandis Mazalenka.
Thank you.
That was the Magnificat in D major of Czech composer Jan Dismas Zelenka, as performed by the Marburger Bach Choir, along with members of L'Arpa Festante, conducted by Niccolò Soccoli. Music of Jan Dismas Zelenka. Well, I just want to remind you that the MP3 audio sound files for today's program will be posted on my website by this evening. My website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Will Constantine is coming up next, and he'll be giving you a good program, an exciting program, as he always does. Blues, Bop, and Beyond will be here at 11. I want to wish you all a wonderful holiday, and, well, I guess the most important thing is whatever you celebrate, the most important thing is to remember to respect each other and hope for peace on this earth. I sign off now with music of Slovenian composer Jakub Handel, who lived from 1550 until 1591. We conclude today's program with Mirabile Mysterium, as performed by Stile Antico. Have a great holiday, and I will be back with you next on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. for the 25-hour live radio marathon, Viva 21st Century, and do hope you can join me for that. Don't forget, John Solomons begins tonight at 5 p.m., and I know many of you, including myself, will enjoy that. It is the 27th edition of John Solomons' Christmas Marathon program. Again, have a great holiday, back Saturday afternoon at 2. All the best to you all.